In historical terms, the 101st's broken jaw incident was minor, hardly worth remembering, but for the swift and effective response of its leaders. Other divisions posted far different records of abuse than the 101st. It wasn't that soldiers were ordered to be cruel. It is that acts of cruelty were tolerated in some units, to the point that one officer in the 82nd Airborne, Captain Ian Fishback, would later charge that it was systematic. The atmosphere of official lawlessness in some Army units is significant for several reasons. It demeaned all those involved. It usually was militarily ineffective and counterproductive, and it tarnished the image of the United States and its military. When a policeman abuses or tortures a suspect, it inevitably diminishes the officer's humanity, wrote French Army Captain Pierre-Henri Simon, who was a prisoner of the Germans during World War II, and a decade later, a critic of his country's behavior during the Algerian Revolution. But when a soldier uses abuse or torture, Simon argued, it is worse, because it is here that the honor of the nation becomes engaged. Much of the initial mistreatment of Iraqis by American troops seemed to be the results of soldiers not being trained or mentally prepared for the mission. Faced with looting and unable to speak the language of the people they were trying to police, many soldiers flailed, using force ineffectively or brutally. It is not uncommon to hear American soldiers explain that the only thing the Iraqis understand is force, Army Reserve Major Christopher Varhola, an anthropologist who traveled widely in Iraq, later noted. For the most part, however, the people saying this do not speak Arabic and have had little or no interaction with Iraqis. An incident involving the 2nd Armored Cavalry Regiment captures the Army's predicament during the summer of 2003. It was the finest fighting force in the world for conventional combat, but it was ill-prepared for the irregular war in which it found itself. In this sense, abusive soldiers sometimes were victims of the Army's lack of preparation. One officer in the 2nd ACR, which was assigned to eastern Baghdad in the summer of 2003, recalled to an Army investigator that when he brought looters back to his base, a commander there told my sergeant that he didn't want them here. Then he told my platoon sergeant to take them out back and beat the fuck out of them, an account supported by other soldiers. Shocked, the sergeant went back outside and told his soldiers what the senior officer had said. I told my squad leaders what Bulldog 6 told me to do with all the looters, the sergeant continued in a written statement. I told them we are not going to do that. American soldiers were better than that, in his view. But still wanting to make a point to the looters, he ordered that they be taken to the base's front gate, stripped naked, and set loose. He was trying to do the right thing, but he had violated the rules governing the treatment of detainees, an offense for which he was later charged. The lack of preparation was also reflected in an incident involving soldiers in the 1st Armored Division. On the fly, they had devised a method of discriminating among the Iraqis they detained for looting. Those who, when captured, stared back at their captors were considered likely to loot again, but those who cried in fear were deemed to be deterred. On June 20, 2003, a lieutenant told soldiers to move a looter out of a truck. The officer was going to make him cry. I was standing at the front of our truck when I saw the, name deleted, put the guy on his knees and put a gun to the back of his head, a soldier said in a sworn statement. Then he bent down and said something to the guy. I didn't hear because I was too far away. Then I saw him stand up and shoot. The barrel of the weapon was just high enough to miss the guy. The officer claimed in a statement that he fired his weapon to scare away a feral dog, but 6 soldiers testified that they hadn't seen any such animal. 2 nights later, a sergeant in the same platoon followed suit. This second incident occurred when an Iraqi man and his 2 teenage sons were detained for looting. The sergeant radioed his lieutenant, who asked, "Are they crying yet?" The sergeant then told the father he was going to shoot one of the boys, according to an Army investigator's report. "Which one will it be?" he asked. "No, please shoot me, don't shoot my sons," the man responded, as would most fathers. The sergeant repeated the question twice, according to another soldier's affidavit. Then he walked one of the boys around to the far side of a truck, where they couldn't be seen, and fired his pistol by the boy's head. The 3 were then let go.